Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. It takes a work of God to implant eternal life. All the effort we could ever expend won't take us an inch in heaven's direction. Jesus told us that what we need is the miracle of the new birth, and that's our topic on today's Running to Win. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. We're in a series on how you can be sure that you will spend eternity with God. Today, Pastor Lutzer begins a message on the new birth, a message he's calling The Miracle We Need.
Perhaps one of the greatest errors that people ever commit when it comes to their relationship with God is that they think of it in terms of a religion rather than a relationship. As all of us know, religion can become boring and very overbearing. And religion is not the way to God. It is relationship, a special relationship, God's way. Nobody illustrates that better than Nicodemus. And I want you to take your Bibles and turn to the third chapter of the Gospel of John, which is one of the most well-known stories in all the Bible. Nicodemus, who came to Jesus by night. Who was this Nicodemus? Well, he was a high-ranking official of the Jews. The Bible says he was a ruler of the Jews, a man of the Pharisees, also on the Sanhedrin. He had a position there, which meant he was on the highest Jewish court. And as a Pharisee, he was a meticulous keeper of the law. We're talking about strictness and exactness. It would be enough to drive most of us silly. But that's how desirous they were of doing things right. We have a negative view of them because of some things that Jesus said of them, but they were probably the best people that there were in those days. Very probably they'd have made good neighbors as long as you would not have walked on their lawn. That's the kind of people they were. And he comes to Jesus by night. Why does he come by night? Very probably because he was afraid to come during the daytime when he would be seen. You know, the Gospel of John plays out this light-darkness motif very beautifully. For example, right here in this context, Jesus says later, verse 19, "This is the judgment that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, for their deeds were evil." So Jesus talks about people who are in darkness, and Nicodemus came in the darkness, which was symbolic really of his own heart. But come he did, and we're glad that he came. He began by saying, "Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs except God be with him." Give Nicodemus some credit. He was recognizing Christ to have come from God. Jesus really does not respond directly to what he is saying, but plunges right into the heart of the matter. I love that. Just cuts out all the underbrush and gets to the root of it and says, Nicodemus, verse 3, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The Greek text actually means born from above. He cannot see the kingdom of God. What does it mean to be born again? Well, it means that God does a miracle by which he imparts into us the very nature of God. It doesn't mean that we participate with God in his nature in the sense that we become one with God, but it does mean that God does a miracle within us so that we actually are reborn as members now of a heavenly family. You're born into your earthly family, and that makes you a member of the human race, and you are born again to become a member of the heavenly family. To better understand, remember Adam and Eve in the garden when they disobeyed God? God said, "In the day that you eat of this tree, the fruit of the tree, you will surely die." Now, they didn't die, did they? They ate of the fruit of the tree, and later on they walked around, and the sun was still shining, and they were able to talk together, and they even left the garden. So they didn't die. Oh, yes, they died. In the day that you eat thereof, you shall die. They died spiritually. Their relationship with God was broken. They went into the night of sin. It would be as if you had a lamp that was burning, and then suddenly somebody pulled the plug, and the switch was turned off, and the light went out. And ever since that time, as Jesus said, men love darkness rather than light, and people stumble around. It says in the book of Proverbs that the wicked stumble, and they do not know what it is that they are stumbling over. They try this path, and this path, and this path, and they always end with a sense of futility and unreality. Now, Nicodemus was a man who had theology, but he didn't have God. He had religion, but he didn't have reality. He was still in the night of existence. Now, what regeneration does, and that's another word that is used in the New Testament for the new birth. What the new birth does is it flips the switch back on, and we are in contact with God once again. We are cleansed, and we become a member of God's family, and again, God becomes real. That's why Jesus said, you must be born again in order to see the kingdom of heaven. Now, Nicodemus didn't understand. He was a ruler of Israel, should have understood, but it's amazing sometimes what even religious people misunderstand. The only thing he can think of is obstetrics. And he says in verse 4, how can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? He's thinking, how can I be born again? And then Jesus responds and says in verse 5, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. What does Jesus mean? We can understand that unless one is born of the Spirit, I think that would be clear to us, but oh, Jesus used that word water. And there are some people who just love that word water because wherever it is, they like to read into it baptism. Well, I want you to know today that I'm positive that Jesus did not have baptism in mind when he used the word water. First of all, the word water, when it is used just by itself without any other references, never refers to baptism. The New Testament may talk about water to be baptized, but never just using the word water. Secondly, Nicodemus would never have understood this to be baptism because that ordinance had not even yet been instituted really by Christ. How would Nicodemus have understood this? Well, as a ruler of the Jews and a meticulous scholar poring over those Old Testament scrolls, he would have thought of Ezekiel chapter 36. It says there, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, I will cleanse you, and I will put within you a new heart. There you have the new birth in the Old Testament. The water, you see, is another way of talking about the Holy Spirit. That's why you could translate this, unless one is born of water, namely, or even the Spirit, he shall not enter into the kingdom of God. When God does a miracle in our hearts, it is a miracle of cleansing, and it is a miracle of change. So Jesus said to him, unless you are born of water, unless you are cleansed and transformed, you will not enter into the kingdom of God. Well, my friends, today, that's my introduction. What we'd like to do now is to look at three characteristics of this wonderful miracle of God that some of you have experienced and some of you still need to experience. First of all, I want you to know that it is a miracle. It is a work of the Father. It is the work of the Father. The Father is begetting children. Now, when you are born physically, you have the ovum and the sperm that unite together, and that creates life. In the very same way, the Father, when he begets us, uses two agents, really. First of all, there is the Holy Spirit, who is the Father, as God is looked at as one in three persons, the Holy Spirit, a member of the Godhead. And then he also uses the Word, the truth of God, and that ignites in the human heart, and together that produces the miracle of the new birth. You say, well, why do you bring the Word of God into it? In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, this is what the text says. You have been born again, not by corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. God speaks. God has spoken through His Word. He takes the Word of God and the Spirit of God, and those together produce the miracle of God, of the new birth. But the Bible says that we are begotten of God. God does the work of begetting. It is a work of the Father. In fact, it is the work of the Father alone. It is a miracle that God does independently of any human agency, independently of any help from us. It is a miracle done by God, unassisted by human beings. And my friend, if you have never truly believed and received that gift, do that right now. If God has spoken to your heart, do not harden your heart, but receive the gift of eternal life, which God offers to all those who recognize that they have to cast their faith on Christ and Christ alone. Receive the gift that He offers to all who indeed do truly believe. I'm holding in my hands a book entitled Life-Changing Bible Verses Every Woman Should Know. And I want to stress that this is the last day we're making this resource available for you. It's a book written by my lovely wife, 26 chapters on various topics that all of us face, whether or not it has to do with anxiety, issues of grief, emotional healing, and the list goes on and on. I think it's a tremendous book, oftentimes used by women in Bible studies, or a wonderful Mother's Day gift. You will look at this book, you will read it, it is very inviting, and you will instantly want to pass it along to someone else because all of us need encouragement. As I mentioned, we're making it available for you for a gift of any amount, and we want to thank you in advance as you join hands with us running toward the finish line. Remember the title of the book, Life-Changing Bible Verses Every Woman Should Know.
A great joy awaits those who, through the new birth, begin their own race on the track of the Christian life. After the finish line of this life lies an eternal future. Next time on Running to Win, why the new birth is a miracle only God alone can perform. Running to Win is all about helping you understand God's roadmap for your race of life. Mother's Day is coming, and a great gift would be a book by Rebecca Lutzer. It's Life-Changing Bible Verses Every Woman Should Know. They cover the whole gamut of life difficulties and how God can see us through them. This book, in turn, is our gift to you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For full information, call toll-free at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Ask about Life-Changing Bible Verses Every Woman Should Know. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.